Continuation of the Deborah Heggie report. Go back up under the initial paragraph where I talk about the different collateral sources and insert this before I say that they will be identified and referred to herein. In addition, her husband, Robert Heggie Sr., parentheses 715-292-0318, close parentheses, provided collateral information, period. Then go on with the information will be identified and referred to herein, paragraph. Okay, back into the complaint section. Paragraph, Deborah states that she has depression and anxiety stemming from being a victim of incest throughout her childhood and the fact that her son disappeared in August of 2010 and was found in 2011. Her son was found dead in 2011, and she and her husband were blamed for the death, period. She claims that she was targeted in 2010 upon his disappearance by law enforcement, and quotes, "I'm still targeted." They have a specialist, a forensic anthropologist, who was called in May of 2011, and they still have not done anything, and I'm not able to bury him. There have been no charges, unquotes, period. She states that her son's body was found behind their home. His body was, quotes, intact, unquotes, and it has been, quotes, a nightmare since then, period. She describes that she had just gone to bed, taken medication, and they, quote, stormed our house with 70 law enforcement people from the state, the city, the FBI, and they came up the stairs yelling, got me out of bed, and then took me out to an officer's truck, and he stated, quotes, "We'll get you. Why didn't you love John?" Question mark, unquotes, period. She states she just, quotes, lost it and wanted to leave, and he, quotes, jerked me back, period. She stated that he then told her that she could leave, and, quotes, "I started to leave again. He yanked me back, and it was just a nightmare, .. He said he was going to get me for trying to harm one of the other officers," unquotes, period. She states she and her husband have been handcuffed, charged, verbally accosted, accused, subjected to long-term interrogations, period. They also at the time of apparently had handcuffed she and her husband, told her that they could not take their youngest son, Kevin, who is disabled, and said that they had had an arrest warrant for him, outstanding charges, because of his, quote, bipolar episode a couple years earlier, period. She states that they have threatened to sue them, have consulted an attorney because they were, quote, never read our rights, they never gave us the search warrant, unquote, period. The last altercation they've had with law enforcement was in August of 2011. And although she has called numerous times regarding the release of her son's body so that they can bury him, they keep saying, quotes, "they don't know when," unquotes, period. Here it goes. She describes having ongoing and continuing problems with depression, anxiety, flashbacks, nightmares, inability to sleep, panic attacks, period. She states for a long time she was having panic attacks and anxiety whenever she saw any law enforcement, period. She claims that she'd never had these experiences of panic attacks before, period. She claims that now she finds herself more irritable, especially with her family, yelling when they do little things that bother her, I snap and I yell, period. She claims she doesn't feel like doing things. Everything is a chore. She's tired all the time, period. She cannot sleep, maybe getting 4 to 6 hours of sleep on average. Awakens 2 to 3 times a night. Has trouble falling asleep, period. For a while, they thought it was sleep apnea, and she did have problems with sleeping prior to this, but it has gotten worse, period. Although they attempted to test her for sleep apnea, quotes, "they couldn't measure it because I never really got into a REM sleep," period. She does admit to one suicidal attempt in 1981 when she was living in Missouri, going through one of, quotes, "my bad marriages," unquote, period. She claims that her husband had tried to shoot and kill her. "I didn't feel like anything, and I overdosed and washed it down with alcohol in close periods. She was hospitalized. Her stomach was pumped. When a friend co-worker found her period, she states she does not have any suicidal plans or attempts now. Period. She did stay, however, she came close again and started to plan a suicide when all of these problems over her deceased son occurred, period. However, at that time, her second son, who remains at home with them, and it was, quotes, bipolar, unquote, has a therapist who comes to the house, and, quote, she talked to me and offered me services, and she was seeing me with my son, and it has been helping me, unquote, period. She describes numerous crying spells. Memories come back whenever topics are brought up or things remind her of her deceased son, period. She feels that she is in a, quote, rut and can't get out, period. Paragraph. She does report that she's had depression for quite a while and has been in and out of counseling, the last being 5 or 6 years ago, period. Now she is attending counseling through the Bad River Clinic, has and went for about 1 year in 2012 because of the problems surrounding her son's death, period. She states she was terminated from that counseling sometime in October 2012 by the therapist, who thought that she was doing all right but might need to return later when there is reconciliation and finalization of her son's body and burial, period. She reports, paragraph, she reports that as a child she had problems with nightmares, comma, her chronic sexual and physical abuse at the hands of her father and brother, and oldest brother, period. She claims that after she left home at the age of 17, she pursued counseling at the age of 18 because of the past abuse while growing up, since she was having a hard time sexually with her husband, period. She states now she continues to have occasional memories popping into her head, different things, doesn't remember much about what was happening to her when she was younger, but, quotes, it's there, it bothers me, unquote, period, paragraph. Treatments and medications, paragraph. She is currently taking hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1, semicolon, montelukast, M-O-N-T-E-L-U-K-A-S-T, 10 milligrams, 1, semicolon, venlafaxine, V-E-N-L-A-F-A-X-I-N-E, 75 milligrams, 3, semicolon, atenolol, 50 milligrams, 1, semicolon, atorvastatin, A-T-O-R-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N, 10 milligrams, semicolon, lansoprazole, L-A-N-S-O-P-R-A-Z-O-L-E, 30 milligrams, 1, 2 times, semicolon, hydrocodone, APAP, 10/325, 1, 4 times, PRN, parentheses. This was recently prescribed for oral surgery that she had last Wednesday, close parentheses. Period. She also takes Celebrex, C-E-L-E-C-O-X-I-B, 100 milligrams, 1, for the pain in her lower back. Period. She takes metformin, 1,000 milligrams, for her diabetes, period. She states she had back surgery in February of 2013 in an attempt to rectify and correct the pain that she has in her lower back, but, quotes, this really didn't help. I still have it, period. Her primary care physicians are at the Bad River Clinic in Ashland, Wisconsin, which is where she had pursued any counseling, period. Parentheses, paragraph. Medically, she is being treated for her diabetes, comma, Meniere's disease, comma, low blood pressure causing, quotes, a lot of blackouts, unquote, comma, GERD, comma, and asthma, period. Paragraph. She does report that in 1981, she was in a motor vehicle accident, went through the windshield, and subsequent to that, her back problems began, period. She has amnesia of the event, suffered a severe concussion, bruised from neck to her hips, with the bruising lasting at least 4 to 5 months, period. She states after the accident she would find herself not being able to remember directions, losing her way home or to work, period. This lasted for several months with gradual improvement, period, paragraph. She states she has her back operation February 1st, 2013 at the St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth, Minnesota, an attempt to stop the constant pain in her lower back where she would suffer a complete numbness of her left leg when she was walking or standing in excess of 20 minutes, period. She states, there has been no correction of this problem, and quotes, that's still the case, I have to stop and rest a lot because of this, period. Paragraph. Personal history, paragraph. She was born in Ashland, Wisconsin. Has four brothers. One sister is the fourth in a sibling of six, period. Parents are alive, period. She states she was reared by both parents. Family life while growing up was fair, period. She states that she had a very hard time as a youngster, was physically and sexually abused by father and oldest brother, period. Father worked on the freighters, period. She describes that the entire family is alcoholic. Quotes, my dad was an abusive alcoholic to my mother and all of us kids, period. She states all of her brothers and sisters are alcoholic, period. Although she endorses having a problem in her early 30s with alcoholism, and that this persisted for several years on a daily basis after work, she stopped it because it would trigger her asthma, and she looked at her family and quotes, I didn't want to be like them, unquotes, period, paragraph. She denies any alcohol treatment, period, paragraph. She completed high school with average to higher grades as a licensed practical nurse, period. She last worked at Walmart, where she was working 6 years, stopping in October 2012 because of her back problems, period. She'd also worked at Anne Marie Design for 4 years, Bad River Lodge for 7 years, Bad River Indian Child Welfare for 5 or 6 years, period. She denies ever being fired or let go or having any co-worker problems, period. Paragraph. She denies any past legal problems, but does state there is the legal problem surrounding the pending investigation of her son's death. Although she has never been charged or arrested, she has been subjected to, quote, relentless interrogations and accusations and unanswered questions, they won't release his body so we can bury him, unquote, period. Please see complaint section, paragraph. She denies any substance abuse history currently, states she's never used drugs, did have a problematic period of alcohol abuse, and has been alcohol-free since her mid-30s, period. She smokes less than one pack of cigarettes per day, paragraph. Social, paragraph. She has two friends, one she sees weekly, one she visits with once or twice per month, face-to-face, period. They maintain telephone contact, period. She sees her parents on a weekly visit, semicolon, her father's had a stroke, is in a wheelchair, mother has severe arthritis, and quotes, we try to be of help to them, period. She is closest to her youngest brother, sees him on a weekly basis, period. She is estranged from her sister, has never had really a close relationship to her, quotes, even when we were growing up, period. Her other brothers are all alcoholics, with one as a trucker, and she only sees the rest of her brothers when they, quotes, want something, unquotes, period. She does have one brother in Florida, but his wife, quotes, doesn't like me, and she keeps a wedge between us, period. Paragraph. She describes a very good relationship with her husband, states his health is, quote, so-so, unquotes, period, and that in December of 2011, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, had surgery several months later, was found to have continuing cancer, but with continued treatment. Just in the past several months, he's been clear of any signs of cancer, but is still on hormone therapy, quotes, which makes him sick, and it really impacts us, unquotes, period. Paragraph. Interest. She claims she watches TV in the evening with her husband, period. She plays on the computer, primarily card games, does not engage in emails, period. She used to like doing gardening, outdoor activities, but she can't engage in this anymore because of her back pain and problems standing and walking for any period of time, period. Her husband concurs with this and describes similar problems in her decline in interests, period. He states she no longer gardens or cares for flowers, does occasional sewing, does some crafting, period, paragraph. Activities, she states she's able to clean the house and cook, do the dishes, but she must use a stool to sit, do the dishes, as well as with cooking, period. Her husband does the laundry, period. They shop together. She uses an electric cart to go shopping, period. She's unable to get down on the floor or to garden any longer, period. She must take frequent breaks while she is executing tasks, usually working 10, maybe 15 minutes at a time, and then sitting down for an equal amount of time, period. Paragraph she described yesterday, she got up at 6 a.m., had coffee, and then before, quotes, anybody else got up, I scrubbed the floor, dot, dot, I used the mop, sitting halfway through after 10 minutes and then resting, period. She states she then drank some coffee, visited with her husband till he went to work at 9:10 a.m., and then she took a nap. After that, from 9:30 until 11:30, period. She got up, fixed lunch for her son, then gave him his medication, period. She then laid down again from 2 until 3 p.m., period. She got up, fixed supper. Her husband came home from work at 6:30. They talked for a few minutes, and then they ate supper at 6:45, period. She laid down after supper, got up at 9 and got ready for bed, and went to bed at 9:30, period. Behavioral observations, paragraph. She came to the examination 1/2 hour early. She was brought to the exam by her husband, who drove, and she was also accompanied by her son, period. Her height is 5'4", with a weight of 222 pounds, period. She was pleasant, cooperative, wearing glasses, her using a cane to ambulate, period. She had some difficulty in putting on her jacket, period. She was quite flushed in her appearance, paragraph. Go back up under the social and insert this as a paragraph. She has been married 4 times, the first 2.5 years, the second 2 years, the third 3 years, and her fourth marriage to her present husband of 28 years, period. She has 5 children, in their all adopted. Her oldest son, 40, her daughter, 24, daughter, 22, a son, 22, and her deceased son, 20, period. Okay, continuing. Attitude and behavior. She was in contact with reality. Self-esteem was low. Motor activity was marked by discomfort, some movement, and repositioning in her chair due to pain, period. She was pleasant, tense, frequently crying. She was motivated to participate in the present evaluation, made her best effort, and was cooperative. Period. She did not appear to exaggerate or minimize symptoms. Insight was fair, streamlined activity. She was logical, relevant, goal-directed, articulate. She had difficulty at times retrieving time frames and dates, but was responsive to questions, although at times long pauses were noted. Mental trends, she denies any hallucinations, delusions, or psychotic trend of thought, thoughts controlled by others, unusual powers, period. She does endure feeling worthless, suicidal ideation with one attempt when she was younger, and contemplation when the stressors of her son's death, the accusations against her and her husband of murder occurred, period. She endorses somatic complaints involved with sleep disturbances, excessive appetite, overeating, gaining 40 pounds in the last year, weakness, difficulty concentrating and focusing at times, period. She states she is irritable, easily irritated by things that, quotes, would not irritate me in the past, period. She has disrupted sleep, feels tired all the time, has numerous crying spells, feels like she's in a rut, feels hopeless, helpless, period. Paragraph. She reports that her symptoms have increased since the death of her son and accusations against her and her husband. Paragraph. Emotional. She is anxious, depressed, fearful, with restricted affects, sensorium, oriented at time, place, and person. Forward 6, backward 3-4, recent 2 out of 3, presence Barack Obama, that I don't know. Birthday, October 1st, 1953, I'm 59. Cities, Minneapolis, New York, Boston, Milwaukee, Dallas, Sunrise East, week 52. Current events, well, my son told me he heard of a bomb going off in Boston and people dying. One was an 8-year-old boy. Serial 7s done correctly with one error. 12 divided by 2 is 6. 275 divided by 5, 55. 4 plus 5 is 9. 6 people will be $0.25. Spilled milk. If something happens, you can't change it, so there's no need to worry about it. Some areas and differences, the bush and the tree, the plants, different ones bigger than the other. Envelope, mail it, fire. Let the management know. Future plans? No, not really. Just trying to get by. Diagnosis, axis 1, anxiety disorder, capital NOS, with post-traumatic stress, comma, generalized, comma, panic features, 300.00, paragraph. Major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, 296.32. Up under that anxiety disorder, at the very end of it, put down primary. Okay, axis 2, none, axis 3, diabetes, high cholesterol, low blood pressure, asthma, comma, low back pain, comma, recent back operation, axis 4, stressors, multiple medical problems, comma, financial, comma, legal, pending legal problems, secondary to her son's death, illness of her husband, comma, care of disabled son, axis 5, GAF, colon, 50, prognosis, guarded, semicolon, improved with decrease in stressors, comma, poor diagnosis with increase in any stressors. She is able to manage her own funds, date first and last seen, April 16, 2013, medical source claiming it is able to process 1- and 2-part directives given low stress, comma, accommodation for her physical medical conditions, comma, and frequent rests, period, paragraph. Sign off, Margaret K. Capone, comma, PhD, licensed psychologist. Thank you for typing.